Yo,
what's up?
Yo,
you can hear me?
Okay, how can y'all hear us?
Yeah.
All
right, where's Sean?
Open. Welcome to the Next Door Comic Store.
Wait, where's Sean?
I'm right
Sean's
here.
He's here with me. He's just
all right. Bet. I just ain't hear him talk yet. Bet.
Oh yeah, my bad.
My bad, B.
You good? You good?
Okay, right in front of me, we got Sean. Down the street,
we have Sean.
We got 600 plus .5 plus .5.
Ooh,
that was dirty.
The triple edition.
You can't do it.
All you math majors are quaking.
I'm quaking.
Knees shaking.
A little farther away than down the road. Maybe two stone skips the other direction. We got Anton.
Nigga, how long is a stone skip?
Nah, don't need to worry about it. It's two of them.
Two of them? Hey, so a stone Anton. Skip? So a stone skip like 2.5 hours?
Hey, bro, he throwing it like they do from Parasite.
Bro, ooh! Beaming that mug.
For real.
All right. So we had started a podcast right before. We already checked in with each other.
Chris messed it up.
Sean left, but we not.
It was a collapse. Chris always be messing up Anchor, bro. He lost our funniest episode ever.
It was like the DJ Khaled album. There was a lot of goofs happening.
Hey, you messed up.
That's fair.
All right, bet.
So at least he knows. Run through some of the stuff we had already talked about and just go ahead and get it started. We want to do as much of the intro and catch up with each other because we kind of just did that. And y'all don't care. Y'all are probably just here to listen.
Y'all probably do like talk. They just want us to talk. They're like, shut up. Right, don't really care about y'all's sentiment.
Anton, E3, how you felt about Pokemon? Run it back.
Pokemon trash nowadays, bro. This is all I'm going to say. All right. The game's getting too childish.
Explain your points because you make your points what you're saying.
Yeah, I got you. I'm finna get into it. The games are getting too childish. Like the storylines aren't as good as they used to be. They're getting way more shallow. The legendary designs are pretty lazy this time around. Like X and Y was pretty cool. I can get it. Black and White was dope. Sword and Shield is just a lion with the mane that looks like a shield and another lion with a sword in his mouth. They didn't even like try to incorporate the sword into the actual Pokemon like how they usually do. Mm-hmm. Like for Diamond and Pearl, literally a pearl is a round, smooth object. Palkia was a roundish, smooth Pokemon. A diamond is jagged. The actual character design of Dialga was jagged. Like, they did so much better with, like, design then. Mm-hmm. And this one, like, these two, it just seems lazily done. Like, they're just running out of ideas. And, like, they keep adding in all these cool features and all that, which is dope. That's awesome and all. But, like, the games are getting, like, way too easy. And it's just, like, it doesn't feel like the same Pokemon games from, like, even 5 years ago.
Yeah, I guess, well, I forgot to say the first time, I haven't played many of the new ones, so I wouldn't know, but I can say, like, if you're saying they're a lot easier, I can understand, because, well, Emerald wasn't just the hardest game I ever played, like, Emerald had some difficulty to it, so, like, I haven't played any of the new
ones. The hardest Pokemon game, the hardest, like, generation is Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum, and those games are great. I love those games.
I agree.
Yeah. And then also Black and White and Black 2, White 2. Chris, I highly suggest you play both of those.
Uh-huh.
Like either Black and Black 2 or White and White 2. Because like the storyline in those is so dope.
Really?
It's real tight.
Wait, you said Black and Black 2?
Yeah, like there's like, all right, so you know how Ruby and Sapphire came out and then they came out with Emerald?
Uh-huh.
So with this one, they had Black and White come out, but instead of releasing like Gray or something, they came out with Black 2 and White 2.
So they're like sequels to that one, basically?
Yeah, they're sequels. Okay. Yeah, they're sequels. And like, it's not the same map either. Like usually in like Emerald or like Platinum, it's the same like the same map of the region.
Uh-huh.
nah. Like there's different routes and everything, new cities here and there, like from black to black two or white to white two. Like, it's like a different game, damn near. And it's like still like a lot of like the same cities, but like they added enough to where it's like a new experience.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fire. It's fire.
It is pretty cool.
I highly suggest everybody plays black and white and black two, white two.
Gotcha. I agree with all of those points, Anton. The only thing I gotta say about what I'm hoping and praying here that the Dynamaxing thing is gonna mix things up a bit. Like I
Dynamaxing.
That's the new gimmick for
when they turn big or whatever.
When they turn
big.
Oh yeah, like the raid things with the giant Pokemon.
Right.
So yeah.
I was reading some like comments and like some stuff from people who had gotten to play the game at E3, and I was reading like one, like this dude's probably like 30 or something, and he's like he's played it since the very beginning.
Right.
And he was making a lot of the same points you were saying, but he was saying that when he played the Dynamax thing, it kind of added a new dimension into it. And it didn't seem like just your usual gimmick. Like, you know, it's like the Mega Evolutions and the Z moves and crap like that. It just seemed like something flashy to give to people. But he was saying, like, while this is, like, on the surface, it is just kind of like, you know, oh, look, this is making fucking big. Like, it does add a new dynamic to it. Because we're with Mega Evolutions and Z moves, like, with Mega Evolutions, the evolution lasted through the whole turn, or through... So like, as long as your Pokemon was out, it lasted.
It lasted, right.
So, and then the Z moves, like, I think you got one per battle,
pretty sure. Yeah.
Whereas the Dynamax only lasts three turns. Like, so you get three moves with your Dynamax Pokemon, and that's it. Right. Okay. So, you kind of got to be able to time it right, and, like, you know, do you want to...
Make sure you use it correctly and all that.
Right? Do you want to Dynamax straight out the gate and just try to sweep their team in a couple moves, hopefully?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to wait until they Dynamax their Pokemon and then
and see if you can, like, last through it or something?
Right.
Or, like, okay.
Because any Pokemon can Dynamax. It's not like Mega Evolutions where, like, only certain ones could do it.
Yeah.
Any Pokemon can Dynamax, but you can only Dynamax when you're in gym battles, raid battles, and I'm assuming the Elite Four.
Right.
But you can't use it in, like, a regular...
Like, a regular trainer battle?
Yeah, like, a regular trainer battle doesn't look like you can use it. You can only use it in gym battles, the Elite Four, and raid battles.
Boy, I would literally, like, get a Garchomp and just Dynamax that thing every time. I would just wreck everybody.
Just sweep.
Yes, exactly. Just destroy everybody. It's like, I don't care. I'm killing everybody. I'll beat their whole team, even if they have six Pokemon. I'll beat their whole team in one turn.
That works.
Nah. Dang. How do you know? Have you played the game?
I haven't played
the game. All right.
if they got weak Pokemon, and he's...
I don't know.
But, when y'all disappeared, I was asking Chance about... Full Metal Alchemist. Bro, where you at right now?
The guy that's playing Von
Him. Brotherhood or the regular one?
Brotherhood.
Okay.
They finally sent the plans in motion to set up that big ass transhuman circle.
Transmutation?
Transmutation, yeah. Transmutation circle with the whole country.
Yeah.
They up north.
Like the homunculus are? Or
the homunculus. Well. Yeah.
Like Father and all them.
Yeah, Father. He's finally getting the plans in action. They at the north. They trying to. Let's see what happened at the north.
They got that other country to attack.
Everything's kind of coming down because Armstrong. She's down there in central with.
Fury Bradley.
Yeah.
And all them. Yeah, she's up in central. Yeah. Okay, bruh. Yeah. I'm so upset you didn't tell me that you were watching this earlier, because I wanted to gush, bro. I wanted to gush about it. Like when Bradley first, like, really revealed himself as Wrath, and he did that thing when Lanfon was on top of the thing, and he just like sped run and just like ended her.
Yeah, it was crazy, oh, dog. He God. Just quick that slices. You can't see nothing.
Jeez, that was one of the most amazing moments ever. Oh, you stuff's finna really pop off.
Hey, I can't wait.
Bruh.
It's kind of creepy at some points, but it's good as fuck.
Nah, it's mad good. It's really good. Dog, you're literally just watching like freaking Mustang burn Envy alive. I mean Lust alive. You're already this far. Have you had work?
No.
Okay, that's why. All right, bet. That's why.
I go back tomorrow.
All right, bet. Because I was like, there's no way. He's been breezing through.
Yeah, I've been going through it. I've been binging like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
These past few days.
Yeah, I'm
well, like a mother trucker.
Yeah. You good, man. You good. We here. It's all good. I'm over here freaking rewatching Code Geass and everything again. I know you've seen that, Sean.
You had just said that you were starting to rewatch that. I guess you already made your next point, was about Chance watching Full Metal. We just talked about E3, the Keanu reveal, and I think I didn't get where Chance. What did you say about the Sony thing?
Yeah, I was disappointed that Sony didn't show up, even though they said they wasn't going to show up.
Yeah, I think they have their own thing.
Yeah, I think they're going to show up like towards the end of the year at some Comic-Con, and then they're going to get ready for next year.
And have a big, which I guess I'm fine with it at the same time. It's like, but I mean, I know the guy, the head of Microsoft was saying the other day that he was really upset that Sony didn't come, and he attributed that to it being so bad this year. Because, like, I wouldn't say that it was just full on bad, but it certainly wasn't as good.
No, it wasn't.
Stuff.
Yeah.
My thing about this year is that there was a vast amount of indie games showing up. Uh-huh.
Like there right. was that's I mean titles. That's not necessarily a bad thing too, because like it's I gonna, really rock with like the indie game movement. Cause one of my favorite games is like this game Journey, and it's like super short and it's like mad easy, but it's just mad beautiful and very peaceful to play. And it's great. So if y'all have a PS4, just go down to that PlayStation store and get Journey. It's like 10, 15 bucks, something like that. If you want to play it. Yeah, it's I like it. Yeah, I'm gonna plug it. Y'all watch the trailer online if y'all want. The game like only lasts like 2 hours though. It's good, but it's good replay value if you just want to like chill and just play some. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I like it though. And then there's this app, right? It's called Sky Children of Something. Like a phone app that is not out yet, but that app looks tight. Like really good. Like I'm gonna send y'all the app thing after the podcast so y'all can watch the trailer. It looks real dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's like the guy was saying that he felt E3 is weak because he said it's at its best when Sony and Microsoft
the are there. Big like stuff happening.
Hitting back.
Like the big stuff. Like it's like you know some heat dropping.
Yeah. Like they're kind of one up each other. And so I think like there was. I know people are saying that Nintendo won. I think Nintendo did the thing that drew up like the most hype with the Zelda, Breath of the Wild, and some of like if I had to pick, I'd say Nintendo probably won console wise. But I think every like game maybe had like one or two big games that everyone's excited about. But I think Nintendo just brought out the most content. But you know what I mean? They didn't like have one specific game or title that swept.
They had the Smash DLC. They had Animal Crossing, Luigi,
and then the Zelda.
What was the Zelda news though?
Like, I'm not gonna lie.
What was the Zelda news?
I think it's a brand new game.
Breath of the Wild 2.
And what was the thing? Awakening.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're putting out two new Zelda games too. They're remastering Link's Awakening, and then they're making a whole new game, like Cadence of Hyrule or something. It's like a beat-based game. Like you gotta like move to the beat of whatever's playing. It's kind of interesting. It's an interesting kind of, depending on how much it is.
Right. Okay. I really need to invest in a Switch.
Same.
Yeah.
You really do.
It's like, I feel like there are some titles out. I think I'm going to try to get one. But even for you and Chance, I saw some titles I was watching through that I could definitely see, like, y'all playing. Like, I saw a couple games, like, Anton probably play this. Saw a couple games, I was like, Chance will probably play this. So, I feel like it'd be worth it. And I know, I don't know if you talked about this, they're coming out with different versions of the Switch.
Yeah,
like, for real?
They're going to make a hardcore gamer type Switch. And then they're going to come out with one that's, like, just with a more casual person. I think, like, there's a size, and there's going to be a price difference.
Yeah, so the more casual type one is going to be a little bit cheaper because it's not going to have, like, it's not going to be, like, super optimized and stuff like that. So, it'll probably be, like, the same quality of the one that they've currently got out, like, the standard one. But, like, the hardcore gamer, that's what I'm calling, like, the hardcore Switch. It's probably going to have higher processing, better graphics, it's more optimized, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But more expensive to come with that. Okay. So. Which, if you got a Switch right now, when they probably come out, you can probably trade in your Switch and get, like, extra credit at, like, say, GameStop or whatever for, you know.
Do y'all think the more casual one, you think it'll just be the same price as the current Switch? Or it might be a little bit cheaper?
I think about the same.
Yeah, I think it would be about the same.
About the same? Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to be...
If it's cheaper, that means that this one's maintaining its value.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. That's what I was like, because if they put those out, I wonder if they'll scrap
the standard Switch,
like, right in the middle Switch. You got your casual, you know, I like to have a play with my friends, or you got, like, the hardcore, like, I want to play, like, Smash Elite, like, I want to be, you know, in tournaments playing Smash and all of this. Because, you know, that's what it's like, or, you know, and maybe they will keep this one, and that would be, like, the perfect middle ground, because I guess, you know, now the guys that are playing Smash Elite are using, you know, the standard Switch, and then people are just playing for fun like we have, or just using, you know, this one the same.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious if they're going to continue to have three different Switches in production, or if they'll just go, you got your hardcore one, or you've got your I just want to have some fun type Switch.
Right, yeah. I feel that. Yeah. I feel that, Matt,
But I feel like if they scrap it, I feel like if they do end up doing that, I think this the casual one will be, like y'all said, around the same price as the standard. Like, it might be a little bit cheaper because it might miss this or that, but it won't be like $100 cheaper. It might be $20, $30
bucks.
Yeah, maybe. Cheaper than the other one. So it'll still be around the same price point.
Because how much is the Switch? What, like $300?
So often, how much is the one now?
I mean, I'm gonna look it up real quick. So I got mine for Christmas because I didn't pay for it.
Oh, Christmas boy. Mm.
Christmas Switch. Look. Christmas Switch got a whole other meaning where we
can relax. This is Christmas.
Yes, it's about $300.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it was around there.
I'll buy it from. Like, Best Buy's got it for $299. Walmart's got it for $350.
Walmart? What?
Yeah, so
they bug you.
Still say at $300. $250 for a Switch, so it'll probably stay at $300 if they scrap the standard and just have the two.
Okay. Yeah.
What do we? I think we sort of kind of touched on it, but we haven't refreshed. What do we feel about? You want to talk about Avengers first, or want to talk about Dragon Ball Kakarot, and then we'll wrap up on games and talk.
I still haven't seen anything from Avengers. I've been slacking.
Shit.
We can sort of kind of explain it to you. Well, we can talk about Dragon Ball Kakarot. We can all get on the discussion.
Dragon Ball
Kakarot
is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a real chance. I like how it's first person. It just gives you more of the hands-on feel and being able to do other types of things like going fishing, using his tail and stuff like that. So that was pretty awesome.
The only thing is I'm a little upset that there's not – there's gonna be less of a competitive aspect to this one.
What do you mean? You won't be
like,
able to play against
this one's so more of like a journey open world type game, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we're playing Tenkaichi 3 or Raging Blast 2.
Yeah. Like, it's not a straight.
Yeah, like fighting game type thing. You know, like a fighting game. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm missing. Because, like, I was hoping, I was like, all right, this game come out, I'm going to get ready to clean everybody up in it. But it's, like, not that type of game.
No, not at all. Yeah. That's the kind of the downside that I had as well.
Yeah, and plus, another thing is, like, only really playing as Goku. I feel like I'm going to get tired of that. Unless I can really, like, mess with, like, his different movesets and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, but, like, it's, like... I just hope there's enough unique customization I can do to Goku in order for the game to still feel fresh throughout the entire thing.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it looks great. It's going to play really well. But my whole thing was from what I saw, it didn't look like they're going to be like...
I think you're going to be able to play as the characters, like, they part in the journey as well. So I think that's going to be a good mix-up.
Yeah, but, mix to it. When the live footage came out or whatever, like, I was really listening to the questions because that's what I really cared about and all that. But, like, they were saying, like, I mean, the dude's like, I mean, it's called Kakarot for a reason. So it's like, whatever. So, like, he kind of left it open-ended, but he said, like, it's basically Goku. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I've kind of been wanting an old school kind of like play the story of Dragon Ball type game or Dragon Ball. So I'm not. That is what I would say I missed about the original Tenkaichis. That we don't get in Xenoverse, we didn't get in Fighters. Which it's no knock on those games, but I think it's the story that we grew up watching. And like I had all three of the Tenkaichis, and you know it was the same game every year minus. You know, they'd add one more saga and like five more characters, and I bought all three of them.
Yeah,
like,
the same.
Same.
I miss that kind of like playing moments that you know. You know what I mean? Like the exact, like you know the story, but it's so fun to play through it yourself. But with Anton on, it looks like fighting wise, everyone's going to end up playing it the same. Like, I don't know if there's going to be like, like you said, the competitive aspect, if there's going to be a skill gap, like if there's going to be enough different kind of ways you can play it to where it's not going to be like me and Sean are going to play the game the exact same, like, you know, one of us might lean more towards key attacks and one of us like might like melee more, but it just didn't seem like there's too much like variety. And I think that does come with only playing with the one character.
Yeah, that's but what other I can't do that, man. Parts, I'm gonna hate that.
Yeah, it's not flexible.
Yeah, because like
it's just one.
Because y'all know how I'm like my first day playing Jump Force. Really, I already made like two different teams. You know, like for different styles of fighting and all that. So it's like.
That's what I'm
like, and I don't even be you like in Dragon Ball games. I don't even use Goku. Like what?
Yeah, I never really. I just feel like
he's not my go-to.
Goku almost. I did. That's why I was like, with the original line of the story, like
this is the guy using Gogeta.
The old and relax. The old game. You could play different points of the story. Like you could play when Piccolo had to fight.
Yeah, for a second. Like, exactly.
So I do will miss out on a lot of the story. I hope that they don't retcon or, like, change some moments. Like, I hope that moments that Goku wasn't around for, they kind of, like, switch up and, like, add, you know what I mean, more stuff for Goku to do. Like, I will miss that part of it. The when Frieza and Vegeta fought, or when Vegeta fought.
One of the worst ones ever was when you had to fight as Hercule against Kid Buu for a bit. Bro. On like for time, like it was time, like you had to do it for like 2-3 minutes. Oh my
god, some of the first Tenkaichis, that right? That's where they had all the time.
I think it was in all Tenkaichis, honestly. That was so rough,
bro. It was tough
because I know Tenkaichi 1, just the original one, stopped at
I think they all
Baby Vegeta.
Tenkaichi 3, I know, was Baby Vegeta, the first regular
Tenkaichi, movie, not Tenkaichi, Tenkaichi 3 went through all the GT.
Yeah, went through everything.
Games out, they have. I was thinking of just the Budokai games. That was my bad. I was gonna say I know that one stopped, maybe at the Cell saga, and even if it went that far, I think so because I know.
Oh, you talking about the first Budokai?
Yeah, the first Budokai, and that because I know Budokai 2, you could play up until the Buu saga because I know they had Vegito, like, you know, as a silver case and it was like reflective. Yeah. If you
dope ass cover.
Dog, I'm just saying, Rage and Blast 2 is the most slept on Dragon Ball Z console game. That game is so much fun. I know I'd be hyping that game up, but that game is so great. Oh my god. I gotta bring my PS3 back up. For real.
Now you can get it.
Yeah. If I don't forget it. I hope I don't.
You gotta remind
me. Cause man, that game's great. Like that game, like you know how I was saying I don't like I hope there's more customizable stuff and all that. And like the whole thing with having Goku, like I'll get bored. Like this game like helps that completely. Like there's all these characters you can use, even like the one-off androids from the movies. Like there's 13, 14, 15, like all three of them, all that stuff. And not only do you have all these characters, you can customize their own movesets also. So you can use any moves that they have ever used, period, in any movie or show. Like some people, like Goku be having like 15 moves you can choose from. You can like pick and choose and make your own like movesets. Like it's so tight. Whose phone is vibrating?
Chris.
Oh man, that's rough. But yeah, that so yeah, Raging Blast 2 is great. But Kakarot's dope. Tell me about Avengers.
Oh well, what do you feel about Kakarot?
I don't know. Like looking at the gameplay for it, I really like the open world aspect. I think it's really interesting. It's gonna give you a lot to do. You know, fire around all that. I think when we were talking about like the Tournament of Power stuff and maybe adding in like DLC.
Yeah, like adding more, because if it's just Dragon Ball Z, like I said, like Goku, while he was the main character, was really only around for. He wasn't around for like the like a lot
about
of
about 70% of the story.
Yeah, he was nowhere to be seen in the Frieza saga. He was nowhere to be seen in the Frieza saga, really.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he literally shows up at the last second for a lot of that stuff. So it's just like, and I don't want that to get replaced with, oh, you know, there are only really 15 real fights you do with Goku, but you got 30 plus hours of open world gameplay. That's because I know they had the Battle of Gods game that came out those open world, and it wasn't great.
Yeah, it was straight. I had it.
Yeah, it's like, I had it. It's like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Uh-huh. But it wasn't like overall you could do like side activities, like you could just fly and run from point A to point B to do all that. But yeah, it's just like
kind of customizable a little bit. And then you could customize a little bit, but not too crazy.
If there's not a lot of character customization and you're only playing with Goku, I feel like this game is gonna let you do really the big Goku fights, and it's gonna rely so much on you can spend, you know, 7 hours of your total gameplay just fishing, like, or you can go and run around this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you said, Goku shows up at the end of a lot of this stuff. It's gonna be a true anime video game. It's gonna have filler. The game is going to have filler. Is what I'm afraid of. Like it's gonna be really an anime.
That'd be so ugly.
So that's where I'm at on that. That's all you're getting to.
That's all I got. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. Like, I don't want to sound like I think we're all hyped, but we just got like our reserves.
We got some words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hyped, but I feel like there's a possibility that I could be.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah, like all good friends.
And I hate to say
good fans should be able to criticize what they like.
I'm with you on that. Speaking of being a little disappointed. Okay, so Anton, the Avengers game, you can just watch it. You can watch the trailer. Basically, it's like they're going to the West Coast, you know, the West Coast Avengers storyline, whatever. They're opening up a thing out there, and an incident happens. Captain America, quote unquote, dies, and now they're like fractured, and they're all basically trying to like get back together and, you know, start back doing stuff. And from what we saw in the trailer, I think the trailer was a slight disappointment for the game to have released the first trailer 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't know anything about this and we would have saw this trailer, I would have been like, okay, like, you know, we need to see more. Like, I'm hyped for it. But for the teaser to have come out literally 2 years ago, what we saw, like, I was happy to finally see it, but after I watched a couple more times, I was just like,
this is not what I expected.
Developing games is not like a 1 week process, but it's just like, man, for 2 years of knowing for a fact you're going to get this out at some point, it didn't look as great as I thought. And maybe that's an expectation.
The graphics.
But like,
yeah. All right. So is it like an open world game or?
So it will be open world, but you won't be able to like fly from New York to San Francisco. Like at wheel. Like it's going to be like, it's going to be open. It's going to be like Kingdom Hearts. Like it is open world. You can run around the whole.
Okay.
Area, but you like, but the areas are still broken up. So it's like, so you can, it's open world in the area that you're in. You can do whatever you want.
I'm just going to kind of guide you to do stuff too.
Got you.
Kingdom Hearts 3. Like it's truly, you can go do whatever you want. You can interact with the environment and the people in there, but it's just like, but there are specific locations that you have to do certain stuff.
At the end of the day, it's going to want you to, it's going to keep bugging you to like go do
Yeah,
this.
You can't be yeah. like in Spider-Man and just beat up bad guys all day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Right.
They're going to push you to do this and that.
Okay.
I'll let Chance go for it. Chance, what do you think about the character design? We all know there's only
one I don't
like, and I'm gonna try not to rip them apart, but it's
yeah, they didn't. I mean, if we go, I saw the pictures; they didn't really look that good.
Yeah, see, that's another point. I mean, I'm with you, and their point was they wanted to look different from the MCU, which is fine, and I understand it because it is a separate thing, and like the voicing is kind of different, and so it's I'm okay with that, like looking different from the MCU. I never thought this game was gonna be attached. But it's just like, but characters just look a certain way, like at the end of the day, like Captain America and like Thor, to some degree, just look a certain way. And I think that those are the two characters that kind of look the worst to me.
Yeah. So, Black Widow doesn't look good either.
What character we like the most out of the trailer? Chris, you go first. Who do you like the most?
The design?
Like the design wise, who do you like the most?
I'm not being biased, but Iron Man looks like. The design, he has the only design that I mean, Black Widow
because it's easy because it's just a suit, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, that, like that's the easiest one to do.
I've seen some ugly Iron Man suits in games, though, so I'll give him, but
give him that. All right, Anton,
he hasn't seen it
super. No, good. I've seen like I've seen all the pictures of him though from the album.
What do you think about the design? Whose design do you think looks pretty cool?
I mean. The best ones were Hulk and Iron Man, but only because like it's so hard to mess that up, you know? Like Thor, Captain America, and Black Widow, they all look like off brand MCU characters. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah.
Chance, you got who
did
you
think looked
like? We all got the same people.
Yeah, what I was trying to say earlier, but I pretty much agree with y'all that it's just Tony Stark and Bruce Banner that had the best character designs, but they pretty much they said they didn't copy the MCU's Avengers, but I see a lot of similarities in there.
Yeah, like even the outfit that Bruce had on looks like the outfit that he's wearing in Avengers, like the first one they're on the little bridge and he hulks out. Like it looks like the same outfit. The Tony Stark looks a little different; he has different hair, but the Captain suit in that game just looks so bad.
Bro, Captain America looked like he's just a random police officer that got some extra armor. Like I'm really upset with that. Like they really got a Punisher outfit and then just spray painted America across it.
That's what
it looked like.
It's like the shoulder pad thing, like the shoulder flaps or whatever, are terrible. Like I saw a picture of someone like if you take the shoulder flaps off, it doesn't look that bad. And he looked worse without the shoulder flaps because it's just a t-shirt sleeve. And I was like, this looks way worse somehow. I didn't think he'd make it look worse, but you did.
I have a question.
Okay.
So this game is going to be able to play online.
Yeah, it'll have like a co-op of up to four people.
So it's like everybody plays as like a different Avenger.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's going to be for a. All right, Slick, we got to get that.
That might be the aspect I'm most excited for right now. Like, that the online co-op and you can play.
Man, y'all going to hate me. Y'all going to hate me.
Who are you playing as?
I don't know yet. It's just whoever has the best hands. That's all I care about.
You'll be able to play with more than just those six characters, and Hawkeye's going to be in there as well.
Oh, word? I don't care about Hawkeye. I want Ronin.
Well, I've got so IGN, after everyone kind of hated on it, IGN went and they played it, and they released, they had a video go up like a couple days after, and it's like a breakdown on how all the characters play. So I've got that, and I can
read those. It was like Thor plays like Kratos.
Yeah, so it says Thor equals
Captain America, Batman.
Hulk is very fun, which
it's like very simplistic.
Yeah, it's hard to mess it up. Black Widow, she's gonna play a lot like the movie version. So Black Widow must take down Taskmaster by dodging his attacks and responding with martial arts moves, electrified batons, and a set of dual pistols. She can also do a signature move where she wraps her leg around his neck and does and flip slams him to the ground naturally. So it looks like she's basically gonna play exactly like the Black Widow in the movie.
I might pick Black Widow for real.
He doesn't sound bad. This is the most defined character skill set she has, like in the MCU, like in the comics, she's just like, I can do a lot of things. I think the MCU was the first time she had a specific, you know, kind of style to her.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm probably going to play with either Black Widow or Captain America just for the hands. Captain
America might not be bad just because I really do. I like the Batman game, so if I'm able to play with that similar style with the Shield, this is plays a lot like Batman and Spider-Man PS4. I'm gonna say that like I was Tom Holland. What was up?
I'm
gonna play with Hulk. They said that his is not combo based. His is more about momentum.
Honestly, Slick. I was like, Chess gonna be Hulk. I bet. Chess is gonna be in that bitch. Woo!
Hell no. I just tore up the city.
Oh God!
You already know. Okay,
she's gonna be blitz playing
601 here in New York, destroying shit.
San Francisco, 601 in San Francisco.
All the way to New York. From coast to coast.
Gross.
The Iron Man, when this gameplay transition to Iron Man, and you're immediately put on the rails as you chase some jetpack powered enemies through the air. Not the most thrilling way to take control of the high flying Avenger.
Because you can't just like freely fly. It's like a guided path.
See, that's all just like,
yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah. That's, well, I guess they played this specific mission. Right. So maybe like outside of the game, you can do a little bit more. But it definitely seems like you got the best experience. Because it looks like this, you didn't really fight with Iron Man. You just did the chase thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
I think Thor would be cool.
I like fighting with Kratos. Kratos is tight.
You can bash foes with Mjolnir, throw the hammer to pin enemies down, indulge in some hand-to-hand, and then you can summon the hammer back mid-combo to keep bringing the pain and lightning. So I think that would be cool. I think Thor would be the one that you can probably break off some of the best combos with.
I might rock with Thor. It probably is Thor or Black Widow.
I think what's also going to be dope about this game is that it's showing more of the killing aspect of the characters. I mean, like, that sounds kind of evil, but
like it could be more rated R.
More like adult aspect of it's like less of the, that's, I think that's what's gonna be different from the MCU. It's gonna be a more like grown up and like adult take on some of the characters. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
So their final thoughts ended up being, though we still haven't gotten to play ourselves, Marvel's Avengers definitely looks like it will deliver when it comes to my laptop just died. Great. that's what I had on my picture then. I'm gonna go get the charger because I have some stuff on there that I might need.
Alright. What anime have you been watching, Sean?
What anime I've been watching? Yeah. Lately I've been watching The Shield Hero.
I'm about to start that.
You just started that?
No, I'm about to. I just saved episode one because I saw it was in dub and I was like, why not? Because I've been hearing about it, I'm gonna start that.
I'm not gonna lie, the first half of the season, you're just gonna be pissed in like almost every episode.
It's like, come on, man, like that type thing.
Like the story is like so good, but it makes you mad. But this,
yeah,
like,
okay.
It just because of like what's happening to the protagonist.
Okay, I could rock with that.
Yeah. And then, like, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba.
I heard about that. Demon Slayer, I have heard of that.
Like, the animation and, like...
Yeah, I have heard of that, yeah.
Dude, it's so good. I feel like you would like that a lot.
No, yeah, because I remember I saw this one fight from it when the main dude's like attacking this like giant monster. He goes, he won't be able to cut me with his sword. And like he cuts him with his sword. And it's like a wave or whatever.
It's like a water wheel.
Yeah, yeah. Dark. So like, I like the animation and like the design of it because it reminds me of Japanese art.
Yeah, like a classic Japanese
art. Yeah, exactly. I love it. I got to start that.
Like the moment I first like when I first saw his like attack styles and stuff, I was like, this shit's gonna be so fire.
Yeah, I got to start that. And then there's another one coming out soon called Fire Force that I really want to watch.
Yeah, I saw that trailer. That looked pretty good. I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah, like, that one's gonna be tight.
I still gotta check that out.
Doctor Stone. Yeah, have you seen the trailer for that?
Yeah, I saw the character trailer for it where it showed like Doctor Stone and like the three other people he's gonna be with or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, it looks pretty cool, but like, I don't know how I feel about it.
Nothing doesn't stick out.
We're gonna see.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't like. Can they really make a whole plot line with like? Can it be interesting every episode? Like, to me, is what I'm worried about because it's like you only have four people, like four or five people,
right?
Trying to survive in a world with no people. What are y'all gonna do? You feel me?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it's going to be, like, a more survival-type episode, like, survival-type story. Like,
yeah.
Like, just not so much man versus man, but man versus the elements.
Right, right.
I think that's going to be – I definitely see where you're coming, though. Because, like, I guess I'm going to just have to wait till I watch and see if it's actually going to be interesting or not.
Yeah, exactly.
But –
meanwhile, I'm waiting for Mob Psycho and One Punch Man to come out in English.
Dog. You should
season 2's been so good. Been great.
Both of them are like great or whatever. It's just like I watched both of season 1's of both of them in English and I don't feel like switching over.
One Punch Man season 2's not dubbed, but I'm pretty sure they released the Mob Psycho season 2 dub on Crunchyroll.
Say less, and then I'll definitely look for that.
Let me look it up.
I probably won't watch it after Code Geass. I'll probably just stop Code Geass for a bit. Y'all need to watch Code Geass, man. That's man, it's so hard.
Yeah, they got the dub of season 2 on there.
For real? The whole thing's out? How many episodes are out right now?
There's 8.
All right, bet. It's almost done. There's about probably like 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Bet. Yeah, I can. Yeah. Get on that Mob Psycho. Okay. Shout out to Mob Psycho because it kept its quality.
It did.
Yeah. Shout out to that because like that's one thing about One Punch Man. I've heard like the story is great and it's still funny, but like the animation quality has dropped. So I'm like, I mean, cool. I'm gonna still watch it, but it's like
still good.
And yeah, exactly. Like I know it's still gonna be good, but like,
yeah,
I'm just gonna be like,
I'm not gonna lie.
These fights could be better.
Anton, it hasn't really bothered me, but I've watched.
Yeah, it hasn't bothered
still
me.
Gotten by.
Mm-hmm. I'm just very critically visual when it comes to like actual animation.
Right.
Like every like, cause I like Black Clover. But when I'm watching it, I'm just God, this is cheap animation. Like, but like, I enjoy the show, but it's like the animation could be better. That's why I like Full Metal Alchemist because the fights are so fluid and everything.
Yes.
It's just greatly animated. I'm just like, I can watch this all day.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and the change between funny to seriousness is just it's really mm-hmm. good too.
Ling is top 5 all time.
Oh, that's a creator or an animator?
No, Greed, Ling.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's. I'm just talking about he's top 5 people all time. Yeah, gotcha. He's great. Yeah.
So I know to expect him to do something pretty soon.
Top 5, if not top 5, at least top 10.
Yeah, he's such a great addition to the show.
He's a great all around character, like, period.
Yes, especially once he gets Greed, too.
Yeah, the dynamic, two of them is really good.
It's so great.
Yeah, he. I already know he's fighting back. He's going to take him over pretty soon.
Who's going to take him over soon?
Lane over
Green. It's not their dynamic's different. It's really good though. It's really good.
Gotcha. It looked like they coexisting right now.
Yeah.
It's really what they trying to do.
Yeah, it's really dope. Oh, Chance, you finna get into like Roy Mustang's like moment where he like really goes crazy. Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, that part's nuts.
Don't want to talk.
Shoot, I'm
Matt Reeves Batman.
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
that was gonna be great too.
Sorry to switch gears on y'all.
Nah, you good. We only got 15 minutes. 14 minutes.
Couple of things. Yeah, we got like a couple of
things. Couple of things.
Relax.
Well, because we got a couple, so I was like, go ahead and say it so again.
We're laughing at how you said it, bro. It's cool though.
I was like reading and talking at the same time, and like it was another C word, and so I almost said Catwoman things and not couples. So I had to catch myself. So, like,
hey, Catwoman can get the things.
Yeah. So, whoa.
You don't even know who's playing her yet. Don't even know.
Whoa.
But hey,
I've seen some fan casts. You know. But so obviously Matt Reeves Batman, we know Robert Pattinson. Beat the brakes off with Nicholas Holt in the costume test. And I'm like, I still want to see the costume that they wore in the costume test, because they're just like, they said up until that point, everybody was 50-50. And they said once it was a costume test, it unanimously went to Robert Pattinson. So I'm interested in what costumes they tried on all the old costumes, what I think they said. I want to see what they looked like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
They tried on the Affleck one. You know, like they made them fitted for them, obviously. The
Affleck one is fire.
I love the gray with the black symbol.
Yes.
I like
it's so fun. Has anybody else seen Brightburn yet?
No.
Dude, I've been.
God, I hate you, bro. No,
okay.
We gonna get to it.
Dog, yeah, I need somebody to laugh with about it.
Like at the Malcolm and stuff, probably should.
Hey, check with Wesley. You know Wesley. I always
don't
see
care
something.
About what Wesley says.
Ooh, no, that's a nasty. That's a good one.
He just be hyped.
Hey, we ain't talking about AJ. We had to talk about somebody.
Yeah,
I feel like the news that we have. I mean, the latest news. We haven't got any news for it in a while, but we're catching up. This movie is going to have 5 villains in it.
Yeah, that's nuts. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's going to be, the villains are shaping up to be, this is per Jeremy Conrad, the villains are shaping up to be Catwoman, Riddler, Penguin, Firefly, I'm sorry, 6 villains, Firefly, Two-Face, and Mad Hatter.
Why are they doing all this?
I think this may be sort of type of like a prequel to some of those characters.
Hopefully they just have more cameos and they're not really...
Yeah.
I think like the lore is going to be like, oh, Catwoman's in this, the Riddler's in this, and the people are going to go see it, and then it's just going to be like, she's going to be Selina Kyle, and she hasn't become mm-hmm. Catwoman yet. Mm-hmm. Like the turning point, we never see her in, and like,
yeah, or like the events like, of the movie mm-hmm. leads them to becoming the villain.
Yeah,
I think the Asylum may be involved. If they go that route. I mean, if they don't go to, like, the prequel.
If who prequel, might right? not be involved?
I feel like if they don't do the prequel or, like, the cameos like y'all was saying,
uh-huh.
I feel like they're going to do, like, the Asylum, trying to adapt that. Yeah, the Arkham Asylum.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I honestly hope not, because, like, it's one thing to do it in a video game, but, yeah. like, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man 3, they try to fit in 3 whole villains. And it just seems so cluttered, and it was horrible. Yeah, so it's like
the problem.
I hope they don't mess this up.
Yeah, it's just like the problem.
Yeah, I agree.
Is they try to do like 3 different storylines with all the villains.
Yeah.
Like, what Chris was talking about is they could possibly do like 2. Tell him, Chris.
So this one, Chris. It's less like beat 'em up Batman that we like seeing the others. It's more of like a detective based story. So I feel like if they're gonna do all that, they could have it to maybe where like Batman is trying to solve something, but like there's like 2 sides. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause there's 6 of them, but they might be split up into 2 teams. And
and they have the same objective.
Yeah, like they're all trying to steal the certain thing.
It's all
thing.
One story, and like the two people competing against each other.
Or maybe not.
Oh, so they're like League of Doomin' on this thing.
No, so like let's say there's something's about to be stolen. Like there's been like a string of crimes that have been happening, and let's say Mad Hatter has implored two of the people, or I'm sorry, Two Faces. He's imploring to the people, and Penguin are imploring like the other two to get something done for them. You know what I mean? And it's like, and Batman's trying to figure out what's going on and who's doing it, but there's like two different, like in all the crimes, there's like four different people doing stuff, but they're working together in twos. But it's like it's completely different for them for their MO.
Oh, okay.
Like there's been crimes. And like the people are working together that aren't working together, and they're working for a third person. Batman trying to figure out what's going on. Like there's all this stuff happening, but if this
but the
place
MO keeps changing, so like
I don't know what
who's
it is.
Stealing what and like what the goal is. Because like say Penguin and Two-Face, they both want to build a doomsday device or whatever. Because they like Penguin and Two-Face are competing against each other, right? They got two. Yeah. They're competing against each other to achieve the same goal to build some kind of doomsday weapon. But so say Two-Face has Firefly and Mad Hatter, and then Penguin's got Catwoman and Riddler. So Catwoman and Riddler go and steal something for that device, and then Firefly and Mad Hatter go and steal some other type component. So Batman's like, all right, this component and this component are both gone.
Yeah.
Like,
but they don't.
But the MOs don't match.
Yeah,
so okay. He's trying to figure out what's going on there.
Because I think if it's a detective story and not the classic one, like it would be too much of a mess. Like this supposed to be like a slower paced detective story, but also
yeah, like this is rip, more of like a noir movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that's what, like they do that. That's fine because like if you're not gonna have him like fighting or whatever, like. I think it'd be asking way too much, like, to keep up with six different characters have on, like, for six different goals.
When is this movie coming out?
Why certain things
2 years, I think, 2021.
When?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, sometimes.
I always be feeling like I'm gonna die before these movies come out.
Right? Same. But like, what if I don't make it?
Like, when we're talking about Endgame, like, 3 years before it happened, I'm like, bro, I could be dead.
Hey, real quick. Speaking of detective Batman movies, when
is
Batman
that's what I say. Speaking of dying,
no, I had to switch it up.
All right, but speaking of detective movies, what?
Batman Hush. When does that drop?
Oh my god, I gotta see that. Oh, I almost forgot about that.
I don't think the trailer told us when it dropped.
I don't know. It might have because it showed the DVD. It showed like the DVD case. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think it's in July.
Maybe sometime in July.
Yeah, because I gotta watch that. That animated universe, like the new 52 DCEU, the DC animated universe, it's so fire. I love it.
July 20th.
July 20th.
Yeah,
man, I could die before then.
Oh, dog, you got to relax.
Exactly.
Hey, if you get in a car wreck or something like that,
see what I'm. Y'all need some. Y'all
knock
y'all
on wood. I ain't got no wood around me, but whatever. Preach.
What do y'all think about this many villains? I know you said Anton, like you were just.
Yeah.
You're afraid they can make it into a mess. I feel like I didn't describe it. In the moment when me and Sean were talking about it, I was describing it a lot better. I think, like, right now, like, I didn't have as much time to sit and think, and I was trying to get back to what I was saying. But it was essentially, like, it's kind of like you said, they're different groups doing the same thing. You know, he's catching one interrogating when they're describing, he gets them to say who they're working for and what they're doing, but they're, they're giving two different descriptions of what they're stealing stuff for.
Yeah.
And now he's like, dog, what's going on? Like, what? Like I've caught Two-Face and he's telling me that he's supposed to be working for this vague person, they're trying to do this, and he's stealing a special type of like glass, and now I've caught the Riddler and he said he's working for this other person and he's out here stealing like this chemical solution. Like, what? These things don't make sense to us.
Yeah.
I feel like it maybe would be something like that.
Of course, facts. Oh, this is all some like fan timelines. Theory around.
Yeah, just
here,
speculation. So no, no, no. We're right now. We don't have timelines. To do we got a whole episode.
Shout out. Right, 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 you're right. You're right.
Come on now.
Yeah, you're right.
On Al Gore airwaves.
Dog, I just want to say, like, but I, like, snuck in some FIFA during the podcast a little bit. Like, here and there. Bro, we are winning 4-0 right now.
Damn.
Yeah, we destroying these.
But, oh, okay.
It's over with.
I've been watching Apex gameplay.
4-0 and don't think they're – soccer is like 4-0 in soccer is like 12-0 in baseball.
Dog, the,
oh my the US god, what was it? They, like, didn't they win like 12-0? Like dude, like, it was nuts.
And like people were getting so mad because like the US women were celebrating after every goal, but like you gotta think every goal in a soccer game counts.
Yeah, this that's so like, the best.
Nah, I don't think it matters when you hit 13.
Utter
no, but no, I'd be the same way. I'm the type that it's like, all right, we won. It's 3-0. I'm the type that's like, nah, I'm scoring as much as I can. I don't care. Like, so I feel that.
Anyway, that's a topic for a whole different type podcast.
Getting crunched for time. I haven't gotten an alert, so we're still testing out and learning how to work doing a podcast different places. DeLon said when he used it, they don't have an hour limit. And, you know, normally we get to, like, 55, and we'll get the alert. They're like, hey, you know, you've got to wrap up soon. Hmm. You're about to run out. So I think we'll start to hit. Yeah, like, we'll start to hit on our last few things. And if we go long, we can expand on them. So really quick, just in case, like, it's going to close out in the next, 3 minutes. Endgame being re-released in the theaters.
Yeah.
Was it next weekend? Yeah. Is that the 20th? Yeah, next weekend. Yeah, I saw the thing that you said, Chance. I heard some other people. It's like 7 minutes of extra stuff. It's one extra minutes. Scene at the end.
It's seven extra minutes?
A tribute. Yeah, it's on like at the very end. Like it's a end credit scene. That's a deleted scene, basically. It's a tribute to Stan Lee and then just some other like surprise. But I think they'll just be like tributes and different stuff from like around the set and like a big
thing. I'm not going to see that. I can catch it on YouTube.
Like, I'm convinced now. Like at first, I thought it was going to be a lot more, and I was hyped for it. I'm still excited. I might see it just for that because if the extra scene is what I think it is, I'd want to see that in theaters at least for the first time. So that's that. Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
The early reviews, you know, the 2 weeks early that we get for DC movies, but they're not hitting me with it for Marvel movies yet. It's fine. Those reviews have come out, and people are saying Far From Home. And I know this maybe happens with every Spider-Man because everybody knows that people are really like more unifiably saying that this is the one, like this one is perfect. It's the most comic booky Spider-Man movie. Like there are diehard Raimi fans that I've seen that are saying like, okay, like Far From Home just knocks
Spider-Man 2
it's better than Spider-Man. So, like, yeah, I'm saying. And I guess like if you're a big fan of Spider-Man as a character, I can see that because you're getting a character like Mysterio and you're getting like a different kind of story.
It's a whole different Spider-Man though.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like I definitely can see people feeling that how. I mean, just to quickly, I can read.
All right, hold on. Before you read your review. Shout out to everybody who's listening.
Yeah.
We're going to catch y'all next time. All right, read your review, just in case it ends. Yeah,
just in case. Just in case we drop. We can come back and talk about this stuff more. Really quick, Mike Ryan said, absolutely love Spider-Man Far From Home. I'm a huge Mysterio fan, and Gyllenhaal nails him. Also, the movie is very clever and funny, how it handles the fallout post-endgame and explaining how this world works. Kevin McCarthy, Far From Home has dethroned Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 and is now my favorite Spider-Man movie. What's insane is that I can't tell you why I'm so in love with this film because it's a spoiler. Gyllenhaal is incredible. Holland reconfirms as the best Spider-Man to date. Just some other reviews are just sprinkled in just a lot of that same sentiment. People are saying Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I like Jake Gyllenhaal a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And
he did a great job of South Park.
Yeah, great movie.
So.
Oh, hey.
Hey, he kept going.
Hey.
Oh. Okay.
Yo. So, all right. Hey, today, this is what we need to start doing for real,
We can go back to the NBA release. Yeah.
No, yeah, like one person just like put their phone off to the side so it doesn't pick up anything. And then we just all sit around and we can just like keep going.
But let's go back to Endgame real quick, the re-release. What do y'all okay, let's be honest. We know it's probably to beat Avatar.
Who cares?
Which is like
who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. A lot of people say, like, oh, that's such a cheap thing. And my whole thing was Kevin Feige spent, what, 11 years
building Avatar this franchise? Avatar re-released too, though, didn't it?
Yeah, Avatar re-released was ridiculous. In theaters for 32 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, if it had a... Yeah, Avatar's in the year for more than half of the year. It's in theaters for 32 weeks between the original run and the re-release. Like, Endgame's going to re-release, I think, maybe... Just for that weekend and over the week, like when Avatar re-released, it almost stayed in.
I just
want to
say real
like,
quick,
second run. Like
I didn't want to say this before we hit the hour mark because I didn't want to waste any time. But it is now 6-0. I just want to say that real quick.
Dang.
All right, but yeah, Avatar is nuts.
I'll just get one real. Yeah, so it's just like I don't have a problem with it. It's like it's competitive, and I guess it's like I said, he built all this stuff up to do all this, like, and you're that close, and it's only beating you because the movie was out for, I mean, a couple, you know, a little over a half a year, and you're like, dog, if it was out for a normal run, I can beat it. So it's like, so I don't think it's as cheap as everyone's making out to be. And like, even if it is an ego thing, it's like I feel like he's earned it because what he's been able to craft. You know what I mean?
Who freaking cares?
Yeah, it's like it's not as big a deal as dog. I gave in. I was arguing with the stand earlier.
You stay fighting with them, folks.
I succumbed to the darkness.
I said you stay into it with them.
Huh? Bro, they make me so mad. I can't help it. Like sometimes I just see tweets and I was like, you shouldn't be allowed to say
hey,
stuff
it
like
happens.
This. You
though.
Just really
you feel me? It happens. And I hate it. I hate it too.
I think
I always hated it.
What they the stuff that they stands. I always hated them. And okay, I don't even say I always hate stands. It's just it's like
nah,
a certain.
I hate stands.
They're just certain people who are like of certain things. Yeah. You're like, dog, why are you like this? So, I think a lot of people are expecting they're wanting so much. They're wanting completely different stuff from the movie. Like somebody's like, if it doesn't have Tony surviving, Nat surviving. Clint dying instead, and like Steve not doing this. I was like, you won't see that because that's not in the movie. It's like they never feel like people think that they filmed a scene with Clint dying and then changed their mind. Like they did the whole Nat dying because they, you know, came to that agreement before they even started filming. Like,
yeah, but y'all go see it anyways. You know,
somebody like, surprised.
Go see it anyways.
Don't listen to me.
Right.
But I think people want a lot of that kind of stuff, and it's just like, you know what I mean? Like they didn't. That won't happen. Like. They didn't film it, and they're not going to film it this week and be able to throw it in the movie because 7 accounts on Twitter really want to see Steve and Bucky hold hands for a minute. I was like, that's not how movies work.
God,
unfortunately, like,
I throw up.
Those are the scandals. And it's not even that I have anything against like when you have fans think like that. Like that's fine if that's what you want to envision. That's cool, and it's not even like I. think that would be just a problem because I'm not homophobic or anything. It's not that. But
it's just annoying. Like I just don't like fan service. It's annoying as hell.
Yeah, it's like it's not even just with like Steve and Bucket. There are a lot of shifts. I'm like, that's just that. There's nothing in the movie that would make that work. Like you like those two actors or characters. It's like, but just because you like them doesn't mean that you know Feige has to bend to. Oh well, I think Wanda and Steve should be together. He's like, oh, let me go.
Yeah.
So it's like it's just stuff like that. But, oh, Kevin, okay, so Feige did an interview earlier, and two other things. He said, Kevin Feige has said that they are currently having conversations about the future of all the former Fox Marvel properties, He asked Deadpool not be introduced in the MCU through Spider-Man 3 or a Disney Plus series, which I'm fine with the Spider-Man 3 because I thought it'd be cool, but the more I looked at it, the more I was just like, that'd be a really weird place to introduce him because I think that's going to take too much of the focus off of Spider-Man, I think.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is one that I'm really, really excited about, and I hope they find a way. Kevin Feige has said that they talked to Keanu Reeves regarding him joining the MCU for almost every film that they make. Which would
be fire.
Feige adds that he doesn't know if he would join the MCU, but if he does, Feige hopes to find the right way to do it. So it's just like, it's crazy that every movie that they've made, like they've called Keanu and tried to figure something out. And I know he's supposed to play Yon-Rogg in Captain Marvel.
I have no idea who that is.
Jude Law played.
He's what?
The one that Jude Law played, her like mentor or whatever. Yeah, but he had to drop out to film John Wick 3. Can't fault him for it. I think that movie's doing pretty well.
I love John Wick 3. I saw it a second time. I might see the third.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I got to see Godzilla, honestly. I still haven't seen it.
Both y'all.
Y'all need to see that dark. Anyways.
I'm just going
to
ignore
that. Did I end up going to watch it?
No, Chance, I don't think I'm going to go watch
it. I'm not.
Me neither. I don't
want to. I heard the only good part of the movie, really, is the train scene, but at that point, it's already too late for the movie.
Yeah, that's what I like, because the train scene has to be at the end. I don't know. If I catch it, I'll catch it on a Tuesday. I might use the DirecTV, like, 2 free tickets, and me and Sean might catch it that way. But I don't think I'm going to actually – I'll, like, rent or something when it comes out. I don't really want to go.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I don't know.
Facts.
It's like when I think – it's one of those movies I feel like it's so bad it'll make you sad because there are characters you like, and it's – you know, it's spanned for so long, and for it to just go out in, like, such a weak way, or just like
– Yeah, I heard even though this movie is trash, it's better than – the other Dark Phoenix movie.
I've heard people say that X3 is better than Dark Phoenix. So that's at that point, I was like, never
mind. Yeah. Either way, they're both bad.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Some people just like, at least The Last Stand, like, I can't remember. They said it had some redeeming qualities. And I can't remember what they said. And I'm like, if Dark Phoenix, like, it like lacks that kind of stuff, then it's really not.
Yeah.
I'm not spending money on it. I don't think I can go do it.
Definitely not going
to
spend money on
it. I'm not to people that like it, but it just, and it's not like we're riding away. Like from the very first news and trailers that we saw as a group, we're like, this does not look like a good movie.
Yeah, I'm not with it. I'm not with it at all.
Yeah, because I think it's people are making like that's just the trendy thing to do right now is to hate on Dark Phoenix. And I was like, well, then we started the trend because literally like what, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, we was
on. We were like that. Yeah, what was it last year? They brought posters and a trailer or something at Comic-Con last year. We were like, that doesn't look good at all right now.
Nah, like one day I forgot what it was, but we were in the Twitter group, and there was something about Dark Phoenix, and I think it was when the Rotten Tomatoes score came out, and it was like horrible. And we were all like, oh, thank God, it's trash. Everything feels good. All right, cool. And then, like, literally, Brittany had texted me, and she was like, oh, yeah, why do y'all say Dark Phoenix is bad? Why do y'all keep saying that? I was like, how the fuck you know about that? Like, I was so confused. She was like, you talk about it every time. Don't talk to me. I was like, yo, no, because we were literally just talking about how trash it is. I was, yeah, because it just caught me off guard because she said it literally right as we said it. So I was like, what? And then, so I was like, nah, it's just... The movie has been deemed unwatchable, and they keep trying to sell it to us, and we don't want it. We don't want to watch something that critics have called unwatchable.
Like, yeah, after the Russian thing where they showed them the film, and they're like, this movie is literally unwatchable, and they had to reshoot the entire movie. And I know that happens sometimes, and they can fix it, but I just feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like their heart wasn't going to be completely innocent to the buyout.
Yeah. And then, like, the other X-Men movies weren't really that. Like, the Apocalypse wasn't good. Uh-huh. Freaking Days of Future Past was,
Like, man, I just feel like they should have stopped at either Days of Future Past or Logan. Like, those.
They should have stopped at Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those have been the best
Now, First Class
was like, here's the end of the dynasty, but here's the sad story.
Yeah, I still haven't seen Logan.
Damn.
You haven't seen Logan?
Wow.
No.
What? Damn, bro.
Wow.
Go see it right now. Immediately. Get out of this podcast. Go see
Logan. Bro,
right
I'm now. Not going to watch Logan tonight. I have work at 7 a.m.
I was saying 7 days. I was like, sir.
7 days? You know, I'm not watching an 8-day movie. I have work in a week. No, but I got work at 7 a.m.
You don't see so. It? I've got it. I got it. I'm going to let you watch it when you get back.
Say less.
You'd like it.
I know I would. I just haven't seen it. Like, I didn't get a chance to see it in theaters. And then I just haven't had a chance to see it since. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
We got you, big guy.
Thanks. Thanks, Sean.
So I got two other things to get you, but I want to ask. Who would y'all want to see Keanu Reeves play in the MCU? Or even, like, in a comic
John Wick?
Okay. Yeah,
John Wick.
Okay. Not. What if it's not John Wick? What if John Wick can't make it to the MCU?
Let's see. Give me a second.
I've seen some
Jordanovich.
I thought you said John Malkovich. I was like, so you want Keanu Reeves to play John Malkovich in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Like, that's what you want?
No, I literally just named John Wick. That's it.
Play Silver.
No problem.
Who would
I say he could play Morbius from Spider-Man? Morpheus.
I can see Morbius.
What?
Morbius.
I can see Morbius.
Yeah. Jared Leto, if they bring him over, they get rid of Jared Leto, he could probably do that. See, he's got the same.
Now, I would like Jared Leto as Morbius better than Keanu Reeves.
I'm saying if for some reason Jared Leto, like, has to leave that. I haven't heard anything about Morbius since Jared Leto posted that picture of him smoking that cigarette in that crowd of people with, like, a bloody mouth. I haven't seen anything since that, so I don't know what's happening.
Hey, y'all remember
Shambles.
Y'all remember the Hunter movie that's about Last Hunt?
Dog, I haven't heard anything about that, and I'm hoping
I hope they cancel it.
I hope.
Who would I like to see Keanu as?
I've seen Silver Surfer, and I've seen Ghost Rider and Alan. Oh,
Ghost Rider.
Okay. Actually,
I feel like, I don't know.
Keanu has the same problem I have with Zac Efron.
Is that you just know it's Keanu every time you watch him?
That is because they're too popular. Yeah. Like, my thing with Zac Efron, if they do it, you know how in Aladdin, how Genie has the blue Genie form and then he has the human form? Like, once you can see that it's Will Smith or whatever, because it's like,
it's Will Smith. That's a big man.
Show off. Yeah, I feel like Keanu would maybe. He would have that kind of problem, like if he plays Adam Warlock or Zac Efron, I'm just knowing like they're gonna do something where, for some reason, they're not gold. Like they can turn to a normal form because they don't know how they feel about being gold. Just you can show off like, oh look, it's Zac Efron or it's Keanu.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, I think it doesn't bother me as much with Genie and Aladdin, and I haven't seen it yet. But in like the MCU, it's a character who's supposed to look a certain way, like doesn't have a magical ability to change himself, you know, to a human form, whatever. I just know that that's what's going to happen because that's just such a big name that you want to show off. Look, Keanu Reeves in this movie. Show it by he's going to just be Keanu Reeves on a Silver Surfboard when he's not Silver Surfing. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel that.
He's
a dog. I was looking up like stuff for Adam Warlock and I saw somebody post like say how people wanted him to play like the Silver Surfer, Reed Richards, Adam Warlock, and somebody literally said Moon Knight. And I was like,
Moon Knight. I
that's the thing. I want to see Keanu just fight people.
That's what I like. Yeah. Moon Knight. Moon Knight. Would
be exactly.
Great. Like you bring in like the. I mean, and then for people who don't know, Moon Knight is the closest thing that Marvel has to like Batman.
Yeah.
As like
multiple. He's just in all white.
Split were the same person. Or if they're like, if Batman and the dude from Split were combined, it'd basically be Moon Knight.
If Batman and Split? Like,
the dude from Split, you know, the
facts.
That's what I'm with you. I want him to be able to do like the fighting and the stunt stuff that he's gained through John Wick, because I mean, he's good in other stuff, but I think that's where he's really popular and was like doing that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's a great fighter. I like seeing him fight.
Yeah.
If you're gonna get Keanu, you should get the most out of having just like I don't know if they do a Moon Knight show, and I don't know how Keanu Reeves feels about doing TV shows.
Yeah.
But if he like in a movie or something, like mm-hmm. Keanu,
I could definitely see him having multiple personalities.
That's like I can see Keanu like he can be like
he can play that really well. You know?
Yeah, being bad, mentally tortured.
Because like you said, he was a funny kind of guy in that Always Be My Maybe movie.
Yeah, it was it was so funny.
That could be one. Then he could be a person more like John.
Like he could be like everybody he's ever played in a movie in Moon Knight.
That's to me. I want to see Keanu. Is somebody like that. Kevin Feige.
Call Kevin Feige.
You announced Keanu Reeves is Moon Knight next week. I'm going to start asking some questions.
He's listening to the podcast.
Dog, I just want to let y'all know they're making a 7th Paranormal Activity movie. Just want
to
let
yeah,
you know.
I saw that.
That's fucking wild. I'm so sick. Thank you. Someone else said it. Thank you. I said this last week.
Oh my God, they need to stop.
Thank you.
Like the first one was cool, but after that, it's like, all right, now.
It's like it's Paranormal Activity, there's The Conjuring, then there's The Crucible, and then they just did spin-offs for those three. Conjuring's different,
though, because that's like based on like real stuff.
Gotcha. I mean, well, like all of the, I mean, like I'm just talking about like the scary movies in general. Like they can't never get off track, like from that main storyline.
Yeah,
they always got to either make a sequel or a spinoff.
No, but that's what I'm talking like with The Conjuring original. Though. Like it's different because like Paranormal Activity, they're just like coming up with stuff, but like The Conjuring, like this stuff is like based on real events, so like I can see why they keep it going.
I get that, but they also it's too many of them. Like they got three of those, and then they got other spinoffs. They're like, ain't the nun?
There's more than three Conjuring movies. Like they have its own like universe. That's the thing.
Exactly. Like that's just crazy. It's his own, like you said, universe. It's like, damn.
No, but the thing, like, but that's okay because the Conjuring movies aren't like bad. Like Paranormal Activity is like trash now. Like they're dragging that on way too long. Like there's a lot more you can do with Conjuring than you can
even
with
if the
Paranormal Activity.
Given with the story not being trash or not, people are still gonna get fatigued. It's like with Star Wars.
I mean,
you're like, yes, it's like it's his own universe. This is on your yeah because they did it right.
Yeah, but you can't say they didn't do the Conjuring right.
But that's what I'm
you
saying.
Don't watch them, you know.
But I'm saying, but the genre that the MCU in, you don't see every other movie doing what the MCU is doing.
Yeah,
I'm saying
like the horror genre. There are people that are diehard like horror fans too. So it's like the Conjuring is like one of those. It's like they have a solid good set of movies. And they
I'm not taking nothing away from them.
No, I'm just saying, like, they all don't keep, like, the same thing. Like, they just released one called The Nun, and it's a prequel that is not even set in the same, like, era of time as, like, the other movies. So it's, like, it's still fresh, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like,
they know
how to keep things, like, fresh in a way. Like, the Paranormal Activity movies, it's literally just, like, all right, people live in a house, cameras, ghosts. Every single movie, so like that's like tiring, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, but like what I'm also saying is just like it's still repetitive. Like it could be a fresh new story like every time, but it's also gonna be same scary plot. This and that happens. Somebody dies or gets taken over possession, and it's repetitive. It's either cycling around those three, it's either cycling around Paranormal Activity, something with The Conjuring, or some other storyline.
I just think it's easier for The Conjuring to live than Paranormal Activity.
I feel like Paranormal Activity caught on because it was the found footage.
Yeah.
Like, and piggyback off of Blair Witch, like, oh, this is more found footage.
And Quarantine.
So I definitely feel like that's where the fatigue, like, that was the allure of Paranormal Activity 1 because even for me, for the longest, I really thought it was an actual found footage tape. I didn't know until maybe, like, 2 months after I saw it when the characters are on some like talk show or whatever, like they're like pretending like to be the same characters.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I realized that it was just fake. Cause like, that was the allure for the longest, because it was based on a real story. Like, these are the real tapes, and that's how they're getting everybody. And so, like, once I found out that it wasn't that, the second one was fine. But then, like, 3 through 6, I was just like, well, now it's lost the allure of, oh, crap, this is real. And it's the same stuff, like Chance said. It get repetitive. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, service. Stop.
And now, like, all the doors are going to open and a pot's going to fall, and then it's just going to cut to being in the morning, and then, like, the next day they're going to be like, who knocked all the pots over? And then it's just, it worked the first 2 times. So I think y'all are both, like, making good points. And even the Chance point with the Conjuring, I think the Annabelle movies to me are the only part of the Conjuring universe that stalled. Like, 3 Annabelle movies is, like, 2 Annabelle movies too much for me.
Yeah.
The Nun, I'm with you on the Ann Hunt. Like, the Nun is, it's so different than the other ones. Like, the only connection that it has is
the Conjuring too. Like, they've, like, they've mentioned the Nun in the other Conjuring movies, but that's it.
But, yeah, not enough to make you, like, oh, I'm so sick of seeing the Nun. Like, it's able to stay fresh because you've only seen glimpses of it here and there.
Right.
But gotcha. I just feel like it has been played out. Like, after the second one, I will say, when we saw, we had a couple of jump scares, but, like, after that, but after the second one, it tied back up to the events that kicked off the beginning of the Annabelle stuff and, like, the Conjuring stuff all together. So to make a third one, I'm just like,
yeah,
you're pushing out another one because people are going to go see it because it's, ooh, Annabelle.
So, right. They're coming out with another one.
They're coming. Oh, that's right. They are coming with another one.
Yeah, but this one, it's like, it's not mainly focused on Annabelle because it's like, because, like, the family...
Oh, this one, she's in the house, right? She's watching their house.
No, it's, like, the family in their house. They have a room that nobody's allowed in that has, like, all these cursed objects, not just Annabelle in there. And this girl literally touches everything. So it's, like, a bunch of different stuff instead of just Annabelle. Yeah.
Like, an Annabelle movie, like, it's as a tagline.
Yeah, it's, like, it's basically, like, yeah, I got gang with me now. That type of thing.
But I think with that, I don't really have.
Nobody's gonna see Paranormal 7. Nobody's gonna see it. They need a dead that.
Here, last two things I've got: the Harry Potter Wizards Unite game. It's like the Harry Potter. It's the Pokemon Go, but for Harry Potter, is releasing this Friday. I'll probably get it and play it over the weekend, see how it works, and then if it's
the Harry Potter movie, game.
Yeah, the one that's going to be like, that's Pokemon Go. It's coming out this Friday. It's going to launch worldwide.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it snuck up on me. I haven't heard anything about it in, like, almost a year. And it's releasing worldwide this Friday.
Oh, wow. And how is that supposed to play?
I haven't seen anything about it, so I don't know. I just know it's, like, all I've heard is that they were making Pokemon Go of Harry Potter, and then that was all I heard. I haven't heard anything else until today. It's releasing Friday.
Got
so
you.
It's like, I'm going to play it over the weekend, see how it goes. If it's fun, whatever. If not, I feel like it'll die out over time, like Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And then, so they polled for America's favorite Batman actor.
Oh, and, my God, I hated that.
Oh, you already saw it?
Yeah, I looked at it in the album. I hated that.
I'll read it out loud. List so at 39% and winning, it's Christian Bale. At 38%, it's Michael Keaton. At 19%, it's George Clooney. At 18%, it's Ben Affleck. And at 17%, it's Val Kilmer. Ben Affleck being below George Clooney, I could get Keaton and Bale just for general consensus, but Ben Affleck being below Clooney is an absolute
wild.
Everyone that voted for George Clooney goes to jail. I hope only the bad things happen.
Dang.
Right? Golly.
Nah, yeah, George Clooney was, like, trash. It's just, like, this is the thing.
Gave his Batman nipples. What's up with that?
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, people cannot differentiate Batman from the movie that Batman is in.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because that's the only reason Christian Bale wins is because he's in The Dark Knight. If Ben Affleck in that suit was in The Dark Knight, he'd win every time.
Yeah.
No, I agree with
that's the only, like, thing.
That's what I say is, like, kind of unfair because you never got to see a Ben Affleck Batman movie. You got to see movies with Batman in it. It's like, and that's...
And, like, the movies weren't even, like, that good.
doing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the movies are bad, and it's like, but you can't fault Batman as the whole, because, like, and I know that people have problems, like, yeah, Batman pulling out an assault rifle is iffy, but, like, I don't know. Me and you have already said how we feel, Anton. We feel Ben Affleck, like, look-wise, was the best Batman. He just got the worst possible
material. I wish Christian Bale would have got that material.
The worst, he had no good material.
Yeah.
I wish Christian Bale would have got that material.
The best thing that he had is the warehouse scene. And to me, that's one of my favorite Batman. Like,
because he fights like Batman.
Yes, like that's how Batman like
says,
like,
super fluid body and everything. Like the little slow street brawl stuff that Christian Bale was doing was trash.
Yes, like he was fighting like kind of slow and like not super acrobatic. And, like, hopping around.
Yeah.
Like stiff, like Ben Affleck came and was like doing like leg sweeps or like jumping from corner to corner, like using
agility,
like being a ninja.
Actual Batman.
Yeah,
he was trained by
Christian Bale had a trash Batman voice, and I stand by that.
He did. Right.
I will die on that hill. I hate
Where is he? I hate that voice.
He hated Christian Bale's Batman voice.
Oh my god, I hated that voice so much.
But you got anything else? That's it. I think we're done today. Anybody got anything?
shoot. Everybody go listen to that Corner Store album. Always Open.
Yes. First time we talked to Anton on the pod since. Congrats on Always Open, Anton and Chance.
Appreciate it.
If you haven't checked it out, then you don't deserve rights.
You don't. You
definitely vote for George Clooney Batman if you haven't listened to Always Open.
Yeah. Have y'all seen my my anchor profile picture?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
They don't even look like you.
Hey, it's a cover art.
They look like Afro what?
You will soon know.
Is that cover art for a song?
Sean said it looks like JB. It don't even look like you. Sean said your profile pic looks like JB.
Wow.
Yeah, it's JB.
You finna have a doodle as your cover art, bro? That's hard. That's actually hard. No, I didn't even mean doodle in a bad way that time. I swear.
You got me over.
It sounds like I'm joking.
Like you calling me a runt.
No, but for real, I rock with it. I rock with it.
Appreciate
like the whole like just the drawing as like the cover art.
Mm-hmm.
Because Slick, I ain't even gonna lie. Like the normal cover arts, like you and Milo and TJ be doing, like it's like basic to me. It's like because like it's like an every time thing, you know.
Yeah, I hate you.
So like I like how it's like just switch it up, and so I mean like that's like ain't none of us do that ever. You know what I'm saying? So I rock with it, like mad heavy.
Like something just different, completely.
Yeah,
different.
Like unique, like super unique.
Yeah, I got some other drawings and stuff over there that I'm looking forward to get worked on and stuff like that. So by the time you get back up here, I'm probably gonna have like at least a little booklet or something full of stuff in it. Either that I got in the works or that's gonna be out pretty soon.
Facts. Big bets.
Y'all good?
Yep, I'm straight.
Yeah, headphones finna die.
Headphones finna die.
Shout out to Wes. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to who?
Shout out AJ. Wes.
Who?
Shout out AJ.
AJ, shout out to AJ.
Shout out to AJ, man. That's the only man we need to talk about right now. Shout out to AJ. He was supposed to be here, but he can't. Shout out to AJ. Yeah.
Next time.
Shout out to AJ. Jake Gyllenhaal got him working, huh?
Jake Gyllenhaal really got him slaved. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but what'd you say?
I said, go ahead and shut the door.
Oh, all right. I'm not gonna do a heavy. I'm not gonna do a heavy, shameless plug because you know I'm gone. It ain't gonna feel right. You feel me? Yeah. You know. I appreciate everybody who's listening. I appreciate all the fans, all the future fans. All the past fans, because even if y'all don't listen to us anymore, y'all still listen to us at the beginning, and that's what matters. Every listen counts. Shout out to everybody out there. I hope everybody's leading a great life. Life is a series of moments, and moments pass, so live this life like it's our last. And shout out to Joe Budden. All right. Doors are closed. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.